Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture, and all of the connections between them. This morning, as always, we have a guest you've heard from before, Crystal Pickett. Welcome.
As always, thank you. Happy to be here.
You've put together an event that not only offers something for our equestrian community in the month of October, when it's Horse Month, but it also benefits many of our local community efforts.
Yes.
What is the cattail races?
The cattail chase races. What are the cattail chase races? Well, first we should start with why they started or how they started. All of this starts with those who have a love of the sport.
What sport are we talking about? Because are we chasing cats?
That's a good question under the circumstances.
In my vision, I almost have cattail races. I'm picturing cat rear ends with tail straight up running. That's not what we're talking about, is it?
So, the cattail chase race is a steeplechase race. Steeplechase racing is horse racing over natural countryside, over fences.
Okay, definitely not cats.
But this particular race is located in a geographic area which the Cattail Creek runs through.
Got it, hence the cattail chase races.
And chase is a little bit of a double entendre. It refers to both the steeplechase races, but also a mill chase that ran on the property or next to the property.
And what's a mill chase?
A mill chase was the water power that was harnessed for a mill to grind grain into flour and other products.
So the wheel on the side of the mill.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Lots of double entendre there.
Yes.
Cattail chase races.
Yes.
And the steeplechase race has different types of races within it. It's not one race.
Correct. If you go to the flat track, you might have different conditions for each race. Some of the races will be on a dirt course or they'll be on a turf course. They might be for older horses. They might be for juveniles. They might be for fillies. But they're all run on a flat track. Steeplechase racing is run over the natural countryside, as we mentioned before, and there are different kinds of jumping obstacles. You have timber races and you have hurdle races, also known as brush races. Timber racing is a Maryland thing. There are very few states that actually have timber racing. Maryland has the most timber racing, and these are natural wood paneled fences. They might be post and rail, they might be board and rail. The cattail chase races are timber races. We do not offer any hurdle races. We are a classic Maryland steeplechase race offering timber fences.
There's two different kinds of tracks. There are the tracks that have jumps, and there's the tracks that don't have jumps.
A flat track, yes.
A flat track. But that flat track's not like the racing track that we would see at Pimlico or Laurel.
Correct.
It's a natural course flat track.
It's a natural course. It runs over hill and dale, and it's a great way to transition a thoroughbred that somebody feels has potential from the flat track, and they've been legging him up and training him and getting him ready to be a steeplechase horse to see if he has potential to be a jump horse. We're doing this because the trainers asked us to. They said,
okay.
Hey.
So this is a need in the industry.
This is a need in the industry. We would love to have some flat races. If you offered some flat races, we would bring more horses. Well, you're in business.
You give them what they need.
You give them what they ask for.
Help me understand this. Is this a race that people are entering for fun? Is this a points race? What do the entrants get out of joining into the cattail chase races?
How to answer it best is that this is a preparatory race for bigger races with more money and points. There are races that are held under the national governing body called the National Steeplechase Association, and they sanction races to run at a certain level. And those races have to raise a certain amount of money for purses, but they have a wide variety of rules to which they must adhere. Those races are very expensive to put on. Those races are very expensive for owners to enter horses. And you need warm-ups before you go into the prime time. You need a bush league.
Okay,
and
that
so
makes sense.
This is a bush league race. It is a very high quality bush league race. And it is the only such race of its kind in the fall. Most of these races are in the spring. So we're in a unique point because these horses still have sanctioned races to go to, or they're not going to make it to the last sanctioned race with Timber in the season. And so this is their last chance to maybe earn a little bit of money, keep their fitness up before they go into the winter season. It's a unique place in the sport.
And one of the things that makes this unique is that there's sponsors who will be donating money. When you come along the driveway, you will see all of those sponsors out there. If you go to the website, you'll see all of the sponsors. And that's how the purse money comes along. That's how the folks who are coming to the race earn their money, or their prize money, their purse money to leave with. What the spectators get out of this is one heck of a day, and it's truly a Maryland event because of the Timbers, but it's a different way to see the horse industry at its finest.
Absolutely. It's a day in the country. It's a day of picnicking and tailgating and watching good horses. It's a very social event. And I would say that probably the vast majority of attendees are not necessarily horse people.
I would believe that.
So these are people, they might know somebody involved in horses. They might have a child in their family that rides. But this is a community event, and it's fun, and it's something to go to. And yes, there are horses, but the horses are the entertainment for them. They're not the activity that they're involved with. They get to be spectators.
I had someone try to explain to another person what this was, and their perspective was just astounding to me. The way their conversation started off is, have you ever been to the medieval jousting events? And my first thought was, oh no, they're not going to joust. But their reaction was, you get to sit and eat and watch all of these horses do the thing that they do the best. And you get to see them. And it's not really like a race. It's not a minute down the track. It's an athletic ability.
Oh, yes. Our Timber races will last 7 minutes. It's not like a flat track race. So it is something you are watching these horses go around for a while. It's an endurance race.
Almost like track and field hurdles.
Very much so.
And then you go all the way from these high-end, really awesome hurdle jumping, massive, beautiful athletic horses to something for everybody, lead line and pony racing.
Yes, we have the lead line and pony racing, and we have our Shetland Derby Dash. We work with a fabulous young lady named Regina Welsh, who established U.S. Pony Racing 15 years ago, maybe. And she, for the last probably 25 years, has been the Pied Piper of children in pony racing. And there are kids that started under her 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that are now trainers. They are jockeys. Some of them maybe competed as jockeys when they were younger, but when they got older, they got too big to compete as jockeys. They become owners. So these kids grow up, they become adults, and they still stay connected to racing because they rode those ponies when they were a kid, you know, and they got to go fast, and they will never, ever, ever forget that feeling.
I love it. And after all, in Maryland, the equine industry and the impact on our economy is $3 billion.
It is.
There's a lot of horse people and horse activities. Even if you drive home from work and you see the horses in the pasture, that's part of the equine economics in our state.
Indeed.
And what a small state to have $3 billion.
We are.
25% of the budget. What is the difference between a Waterford Open and a Hartwood Novice race?
You're looking at our card, our race card. You're looking at a summary of our race card. The Waterford Open Timber, the key word there is open. The Open Timber is our marquee race. So that's the race where it's open. There's no restrictions. Versus the next race you see is a novice, and then the race after that's a maiden. So those are all restricted to what kind of horses can run in them.
Got it.
Whereas the Open Timber, there is no restrictions.
In my mind, Open Timber meant there's a gate open somewhere.
Yeah, no.
No. Okay.
The Waterford and Harwood are local farms on Jennings Chapel Road that are supportive of the races. So in honor of those farms, we named the races after them.
Let's finish this conversation when we come back. Join me, Rayshan Mayer, from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.